on our various teams, what they've been up to throughout the year, and some other highlights, some things like providing training, such as giving out Narcan, also doing things like prescription drug take-back events. So there's several different things throughout here that we've just completed throughout the year. So that's 2018. 2019, just a few updates that you need to be aware of is that we, obviously we have a new director, myself, and we've also are doing a little bit of realigning with some of our staff. So in the past, I've held the position of both community outreach and environmental health manager, and so that's something we've trialed for the past year, so we are going to continue with that in 19 and moving forward. It seems to be successful. Those are our two outward-facing teams, and so they work well together. We are not hiring an assistant director at this point in time. We're really more concerned with getting, getting feet on the ground and serving our community through programs. And so we feel that with a staff of approximately 32, it makes more sense for us to focus on those feet on the ground and services provided to our community. Also new this year is we we're adding two environmental health positions. So we recently had an environmental health inspector resigned. That was back in, I believe, March. And so we've hired one to fill his position and then an additional just because we are seeing such an expansion in, businesses, ownership changes. We're now doing quite a bit with lodging facilities in Branson specifically. So, again, shifting from being manager heavy to more staff frontline folks that can actually be out in the community and serving people is our shift this year. So also some new programs that we're taking on is we are taking on an electronic health record. And so we're shifting to kind of taking the next step and moving our department forward where we'll be doing more of our client services documented on an online platform, which is HIPAA protected and cloud based. And so we've got backup there. So we will use that largely in our clinical areas, and that also will help us with our accounting and billing process as well. So our staff is really excited about that because it will also give us the ability to have a better access to our data in a more consistent way so we can continue to improve our data-making decision process. So using that in a way that will help us not only meet the needs from what we're hearing but also meet the needs from a number standpoint and help us look at what we need to do moving forward. So we're very excited about that. We did just complete our reaccreditation application with the Missouri Institute of Community Health, and so that's basically state accreditation. It's a voluntary program, but what it does is it holds us to a higher level of standards and accountability so that we are functioning at a high level and being efficient and being an organization that focuses on quality and quality improvement, which is very much what we consider ourselves to be. And so it just makes sense for us to continue with that reaccreditation with Mitch. And that is something that we have held for several years. And then lastly, we're very excited to announce that we, in partnership with the Ozarks Wellness Network, Christian Action Ministries, and Stone County Health Department, received a federal grant through HRSA. So this is a planning grant. It's for 1 year, and it's about $88,000. So it's a pretty big deal to receive a HRSA grant. There's not very many that are awarded in this area. So we've been working really diligently on the application and on the program behind it. So our goal with that program is those dollars are set aside to help us plan and develop a online platform so that we can work collaboratively with our community and identify what our community considers to be its standard metrics as far as health goes. And so very much a very collaborative project that will help guide our entire community forward. It's something that we've worked with these other organizations for quite some time. We've come to realize that the data that we have and the information that we're receiving from a number standpoint is not always real time, and it's not always as specific as we need it to be. And so this will help us as a community decide what do we consider to be our important health metrics, and not just your traditional health metrics, but looking at all sectors and all pieces of health and pulling that level of information so that we can as a community decide how to move forward on health. So that's kind of in a nutshell what we're looking for in the next few months and what we're working towards. I feel like that was a lot of information, so if you have any questions, please let me know. And of course, this annual report is on our website, so feel free to visit it there, refer that on, or send that on to anybody that is interested. Any questions?
It is a lot of information. Yeah. It'd be interesting to, I have questions that probably or common knowledge to some, but I had been asked, and I didn't know if they had called the office or not, on your immunizations. Mm-hmm. And is there a charge to the customers for that when they come in?
So that depends on the customer. So we do now accept certain insurances. So we ask people call ahead and let us know your scenario, whether you're running it through insurance or if you need us to look at one of our other programs. So we do have some programs we can run it through that are low or free, low cost or free for our clientele. Unfortunately, throughout the past years, those funding sources to provide free vaccines for all are just not there. And so we've had to be a bit creative, which is why we added that option of accepting insurance. I think that was 2 years ago we started doing that. So the answer is it depends. So that's not a very clear answer. But like I said, we encourage people to call ahead so that there aren't any surprises when they do get there.
So is it kind of insurance and income-based maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Too?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And your facility inspection, that's businesses, that's not homes, that's
exactly.
Businesses and family services.
Exactly. We don't have any jurisdiction on residential. So that would be lodging facilities, that would be pools, that'd be restaurants. In certain areas of the county, it'd be massage, tattoo.
I'm trying to figure out where the two pools in Hollister are.
Pardon?
So I'm trying to figure out where the two pools in Hollister are.
I think La Quinta.
Oh, indoor pool, La Quinta,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not sure where the second is.
It's an indoor pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it includes indoor pools as well.
There's no outdoor pools in Hollister. There's two indoor pools.
You haven't been able to find an outdoor one to take a dip in.
I was trying to think in my mind where the indoor pools in Hollister would be. La Quinta would be one.
Mm-hmm. And I am curious because we have a young man, and there may be more that I don't know of. Ticks this year are carrying diseases and... Mm-hmm. Do you do anything through the health department to educate the people on okay.
We sure do. I was actually on, I think it was Color 10 last week talking about that.
Okay.
And then we've done a large push on our Facebook page, and also the At Your Service radio segment that we do every month. We've really pushed that, because we have seen, an increase in those numbers from last year, and I apologize, I don't have those with me, but
okay.
We are seeing an increase in those numbers. So it's something we're working really hard to educate on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We have a young man, I think about 17 years old or so, that, mm-hmm. is still at, and you're familiar with that. So the health department keeps track of that, mm-hmm. as to what
we do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. The state tracks those numbers, and they share that with us, so that we can use that for our information and decision making. So when we get those kinds of numbers, what we'll do is we see that there's an uptick in a number of whatever it is, and so then we increase our health education around that, and we look for opportunities to share that education with the community through whatever venue it can be.
The only other thing I can think is the other commissioners, I don't know if they got the call too on it, and it's been discussed in the past, but just refresh me, on a dog bite.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding or what I'd report was that if a humanist dog, if bit by dog, then it's reported to you and mm-hmm. you keep track of that.
So we track it from a rabies prevention standpoint. So, what our nurses will do is they'll work with, individual that was bit by the dog and give them the proper protocol, things to look out for, and make recommendations as to like the animal, if it needs to be tested for rabies or not. And of course we work very closely with the state health department on that. We follow their guidance and CDC guidance as well, and then of course we coordinate with the local animal control shelter and the local jurisdictions that are involved in the investigation. So we don't complete the entire investigation, but we specifically work on the rabies standpoint.
So you keep track of, and then is it left and up to the county or the animal control if the human is bit to see that the dog is...
I would say it's probably a collaborative decision. So if we feel that the animal is at risk for having rabies, then we would make recommendations and work with whichever jurisdiction or the shelter on that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
This will be in recess until 10 o'clock, and we're scheduled upstairs for executive session for 610-021-1 and 3, legal and personnel. So we'll be in recess.